Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 978. Progress, 1 pound at a time, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And you can get additional inspiration and motivation by following us on Instagram. Just search for Old Podcast to find us. And like I was mentioning yesterday, I too am homebound and am trying to keep my sanity. This podcast is a wonderful distraction for me, and I'm so happy to not have to think about coronavirus for the moment, and instead talk about things that we can do that are in our control to help us achieve optimal health and wellness. And in fact, friends and family have been asking me how they can keep their sanity during these times. And what I've told them is maybe set a small goal every day. Use this time to better yourself. Maybe it's reading or listening to one chapter of a book every day, or learning a new song on your guitar, or doing one more lap around your block. Setting these little goals to keep pushing yourself can help you keep your sanity. And in fact, today is Wednesday, and I don't want to forget that I've been giving you inspirational quotes every Wednesday for however long it's been now. And so here's our inspiration for today. Quote, "It is right to be content with what we have, never with what we are." James McIntosh. So I thought that quote perfectly punctuated what I was just talking about. But that's enough out of me for now. Let's get to today's post and hear from Nia Shanks and start optimizing your life. Progress, 1 pound at a time, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. I have a confession to make. There was something I should have done years ago that I put off until a couple of weeks ago. Yes, it pains me to admit this embarrassing fact, but you deserve to know. I'm sharing this with you so that you don't make the same mistake that I made for several years. Are you ready? I think I am. I can't always make 5 pound jumps in my training sessions. Meaning, if I benched 145 pounds last week, I may not be capable of benching 150 this week. Think about it. The smallest plates at most gyms are 2.5 pound plates, which makes for a 5 pound weight increase on the bar. Heck, it took me a couple of months to increase my bench press from 145 pounds to 150 pounds. And a 5 pound jump on a standing overhead press can feel more like a 15 pound increase when I'm training with low reps. Also, being an advanced trainee, it gets very difficult to increase the weights on a weekly basis, even if it's just a 5 pound weight increase. So I finally found the solution. Fractional plates. Fractional plates are smaller plates that weigh 1/4 pound, 1/2 pound, 3/4 pound, and 1 pound each. This allows me to increase the weight on the bar by as little as 1/2 pound. Who could benefit from fractional plates? In my opinion, beginners don't need to worry about adding a mere 1/2 or 1 pound increase to the bar. Beginners are able to make greater jumps in weight because they lack the neuromuscular efficiency and strength of an intermediate and advanced trainee, and that means they'll see quicker gains in the weight room. The two groups that can benefit most from fractional plates are advanced lifters and women. Advanced lifters know how big of a struggle a mere 5 pounds on the bar can make a lift. At times like this, it's better to take things slower and increase the weight by 1 pound or so. That way, you still get to overload the movement, but not so much that you can't complete the lift safely and with proper form. Advanced lifters can use fractional plates to continue to make steady gains on the big, basic exercises. For instance, if you add 1 pound to your overhead press each week, that's a total of 5 pounds in just 5 weeks. For an advanced lifter, that's a tremendous achievement. Women can also benefit from fractional plates. As an example, many women struggle to press overhead a standard 45-pound barbell. If a woman can press that weight 5 times with perfect form, and let's say that's her target rep range, she will want to increase the weight for her next training session. Adding 5% more weight to the bar would be a manageable load. In this case, increasing the weight by 5% is a total of 2.25 pounds. With the standard plates at a gym, you can't make that small of a jump. Adding the smallest weight increase possible with 2.5-pound plates would be a 10% weight increase, even though it is only 5 pounds. Her solution would be to use fractional plates and increase the total weight by just 2 pounds, taking her from 45 to 47 pounds, which is approximately a 5% weight increase. So sorry if that got a little confusing, but the main point I am making is that smaller increases in weight are an excellent way to continue to make progress in the gym. This is especially true for advanced trainees and those that are serious about getting stronger and transforming their bodies. Like I have said many times before, improving your performance is the ultimate way to transform your body. Fractional plates are just another great tool to keep in your strength training tool bag. While I regret having waited so long to get these plates, I'm finally glad I made the $50 investment. I got my plates from Iron Woody Fitness, but I've also read about people buying washers that fit barbells from a hardware store and then putting those together. If you've been struggling to add weight to the bar in your training sessions or you want to make smaller weight increases, then get yourself some fractional plates and start making progress again. Progressing 1 pound at a time may not look like much at first, but the small gains add up over time. Don't underestimate the value of slow and steady progress as you become more advanced. Constantly adding weight to the bar, even if it's just 0.5 pound, means you are improving your performance. Improving your performance makes you stronger. Getting stronger means you can improve your body composition and physical appearance. Well, as long as you're eating smart. But you're already doing that, right? You just listened to the post titled Progress, 1 pound at a time by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, I know it may seem like this post was very specific to the gym environment. And given the coronavirus, you're probably not allowed to go to the gym right now. But here's the thing. We can apply Nia's concepts to anything else too. Yes, her post was specific to weights and improving your strength, but we can apply this again to any exercise or really any goal that we have. The point is to just keep progressing, to keep moving forward. No step forward is too small. If you've been working out at home, hold that plank position for just 1 second longer. And then tomorrow, hold it for 2 seconds longer. Or jump rope in place for just 10 more seconds. And then tomorrow, for 15 more seconds. If you've been trying to get back into jogging or running and you're using your neighborhood, aim to run or jog for just 10 more seconds. Perform just one more push-up or even half a pull-up or just hold the pull-up position for as long as you can. These are all little ways to improve your progress. Now, I'm very grateful. I have a gym in my garage and I wish I had invested in fractional plates a long time ago. There have been many days when I've been trying to break one of my personal records, but simply couldn't because a 5 pound increase felt like a 500 pound increase in weight. And if, as you're lifting weights, this ever happens to you, say you could normally perform one set of 8 repetitions. Instead, what you can do is perform one set of 12 repetitions or 2 sets of 8 repetitions. So if you can increase the volume in other ways and do this consistently for like 3 weeks, this will help you train different types of muscles, and it'll train them in a different way that will still increase your overall strength. And then after 3 weeks or so, go back and try and break that personal record of yours, and then watch the magic happen. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you're staying safe and healthy, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.